Okay, so this is the KPFK LSB Governance Committee meeting on October 12th, 2022. This is Ziri Rideau, who's the one-time only secretary, and Janine is chairing the meeting. I'm going to call to order the roll call. Okay, so Grace.
Ron.
I'm sorry?
Janine Ron.
Yeah, Janine Ron. Okay. So we're doing the roll call now. So is Grace Aaron present?
Here. I'm here.
Fred Blair?
I'm present.
Thank you. Sue Cohen-Johnson?
Here.
Thank you. Mary Sola Cruz?
Present.
Thanks. Bella De Soto?
Present.
Raymond Goldstone?
Present.
Ralph Hawkins?
Here.
Thank you. Michael Heiss?
Here.
Thank you. Eric G. Jacobson?
Here.
Kim Kaufman?
Here.
John Markowitz? Okay, I'm coming back to him. Myla Reason? Come back to you. Lawrence Reyes?
Present.
Thank you. Paul Roberson? Paul, I come back to you. Jeanine Rohn.
Present.
Ruth Strauss. Ruth, you have to unmute yourself, please.
Can you hear me? I'm here.
We have a hard time hearing you, but thank you, Ruth. Elizabeth.
Yeah, I'm going to try to get a mic.
Okay. Elizabeth Van Gunten.
Present.
Thank you. So I'm going back the second time around. Who I didn't hear from was Myla Reason. Are you present? Can you unmute yourself if you're here? I don't see you anywhere. John Markowitz, are you present?
Yes, Jonathan Markowitz, present.
Hi, John. Then Lawrence Reyes and Paul Roberson, are you present? Paul Roberson.
Lawrence is present.
Yes, Lawrence, I heard, but Paul Roberson?
I just texted him.
Sorry, I just had to print out that list real quick. So it seems that we have forum. The only ones missing are Myla and Paul. And okay, so then Janine, do you want to take over?
Well, I'd like to know if there's an objection this is Janine Rohn. I was secretary of the LSB, but am no longer with the LSB. I've been a member of this committee for 2 years and I volunteered to secretary last month. And so I believe that's why Michael Novick, who now has resigned from the LSB to become our interim GM at KPFK, asked me to begin the meeting. And I would like to know if there's an objection to starting the meeting with electing a pro tem chair for this meeting. Is there any objection to that from the body? Okay, with no objection, I'll take nominations from the floor. You can show your hand if you would like to nominate yourself or nominate someone else.
Madam Chair, may I be recognized, Raymond?
Go ahead, Raymond Goldstone.
Yes, if the Secretary Pro Tem for this meeting would ask if there are any others on the call who wish to be... So I can't hear with that noise.
Raymond, I appreciate what you're saying, but I would rather get a chair to this meeting as soon as possible and then ask that person to ask for others to be recognized. I see a hand from Grace Aaron.
Okay, I would like to nominate Eric Jacobson to be chair pro tem.
Okay, thank you. Eric, do you accept the nomination?
That's a one meeting obligation, would it be, or
something more.
Yeah. If you want it, for one.
Okay, please do not speak out of turn.
Can we get people to mute or not?
Can you please, Kim, please do not speak out of turn. Thank you.
Can you ask Kim, people to mute? Personal privilege.
I'm going to ask that people do not speak out of turn. I'm going to unmute Kim now, and I'm going to request that she does not speak out of turn. Eric, to answer your question, in the email that Michael Novick sent out, he suggested that we elect a pro tem chair for this meeting and wait until the regular election at the LSP meeting.
Adam Chair.
Doing full time chair of this committee.
Point of order.
Yes, go ahead. Is that Sue?
Yeah. Could whoever's got a meeting going in the background please mute? Or a phone call or whatever it is. Conversation in the background. Please mute.
I'm trying to mute everyone and then we can unmute, but okay, it seems to have ended. Okay, so Eric, are you accepting the nomination?
I'm going to actually decline on second thought. I might have an interest in being the permanent chair of the governance committee. I don't want to create a conflict about that. So I think I will decline. I'll go ahead and reciprocally nominate Grace Aaron for the pro tem chair of this meeting.
I decline, Eric.
Okay. Sorry. Okay, folks.
Thank you.
So I'll move to Marisol Cruz. You have your hand up.
Yes, thank you. I would like to nominate Ziri.
Okay. No. Ziri Rideau, do you accept the nomination?
I accept.
Okay, thank you. So we have one nomination. Michael Heiss, your hand is raised.
Yes, excuse me. I'm just looking at the group here. I'd like to nominate if she'll accept, Kim.
Kim Kaufman, do you accept?
No, thank you. I decline.
If I may, then how about Ralph? Because he's been a secretary, so he knows the ropes.
Ralph Hawkins, do you accept the nomination?
No, I'm sorry. I have to decline.
Okay. Michael Heiss, are you done nominating or because Lawrence Reyes has his hand raised?
Come back to me when the other folks are finished.
Well, all right. Lawrence Reyes.
Thank you. So I support the nomination of Ziri. I support the nomination of Ziri. I put up my hand to second the nomination. It already has, right?
Okay, thank you. Yes, so that's the second nomination. We have Bella DeSoto, your hand's raised.
Yes, I was competing with Marisol because I was going to nominate Ziri Rideau. So I support her too. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Now Lawrence, did your hand go back up?
No, I'm sorry. I didn't put it down. I'll put it down now.
Okay, great. And Michael Heiss?
Yeah, I'm sorry. Just before I say something, could you please tell me how many meetings this would be for?
This would just be what I proposed is just for this meeting because Michael Novick suggested that we wait until an election of a chair at the LSB before, electing a chair here at this committee for longer than one meeting.
All right. If it's just for this meeting, then I would, I hate myself for this, but nominate myself.
Okay. I imagine that means you accept the nomination. Bella, your hand is up again.
Yes. I want to stress and clarify that at our next LSB, the election, the chair permanent will be IRV. So it will be by mail.
Okay.
But does that have to do with a
price? Are there any other nominations from the floor? Okay, so then we have two nominees. We have Zuri Rideau and Michael Heiss. Does anybody have an issue with a voice vote here? Because we need to proceed with our meeting. I don't see any objection. Bella, I'm going to lower your hand. I'm assuming that's just left over from when you were speaking.
Oh, yes, I forgot to. Let me do it.
Caller,
thank you.
Call in user number two.
Yes, Chair, this is Jonathan Markowitz. I just wanted to find out if we, that's all right. I'll pass. I'm sorry. Thank you. I'll get back to you.
Okay. You'll be marked as present.
That's right. Thank you.
Yes. John Gary, is saying in the chat, is there only one nominee? There's actually two nominees right now. So, let's go ahead and do a roll call. Jonathan, I'm going to lower your hand. I think it was up again. So let's go
Laura,
ahead.
Thank you.
Yeah. Let's go ahead, Zuri, and do a roll call vote on the pro tem chair position for this meeting only.
Okay. So, please just say the name who you vote for. Let's start with Grace Aaron. Can you unmute yourself, Grace?
Yes, I vote for Zuri.
You, Fred Blair.
I pass for now.
Okay. Sue Cohen Johnson.
For Zuri.
Thank you. Marisa Cruz.
Zuri.
Bella De Soto.
Zuri.
Raymond Goldstone.
Michael Heiss.
Ralph Hawkins.
Michael Heiss.
Michael Heiss.
Yes.
For yourself, obviously, yes.
Yes, obviously.
Eric Jacobson.
Zuri.
Kim Kaufman.
Michael Heiss.
Okay. John Markowitz.
John Markowitz, Zuri.
Okay, then Myla Reason is not there. Lawrence Reyes.
Zuri.
Janine Rowan.
Zuri.
Ruth Strauss.
I like both, so abstain.
Like, can you vote for one?
No.
Okay, so you ask?
Zuri, thank you.
Thanks. Elisabeth van Gonten?
Zuri, thank you.
Okay, thank you. So, you wanna, I'm getting back to Fred Blair. Do you wanna still vote?
I'm abstaining.
Okay, so we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 9, 10. So it's 10 votes for Zuri and 1, 2, 3, 4 votes for Michael.
Excuse me, Zuri, just a point of information. Sue was a little muffled. Did you get a vote from her?
Sue voted for Zuri as far as
okay,
I can.
Okay, nope. Yes, God bless. Okay.
So it would be like 10 to 4. I'm sorry? Okay, so it would be 10 to 4 for Zuri with one abstention, which is Fred Blair. Thank you.
Point of information, Beth? May I ask a question?
Janine?
No, that is Beth.
So, okay, I'm going to turn it over to Zuri. So, Beth, you had Beth, is your question regarding the election?
Yeah.
I just want to make a correction. Ruth Sprouse was an abstention also. Thank you.
Oh, Ruth Sprouse was
no an idea what was.
Yes. So we have two
minutes, 9 to 5.
Please do not speak out of turn, okay? Beth, can you answer that? What were you trying to speak on the election?
Yes, I just wanted to know whether Ziri had the chance to vote herself. I didn't hear that part.
No, I did not. Okay.
Because you get to vote. You have a vote.
So that's 10.
Okay, so it's 10 to 5 then, yes.
I have a request for information. I still, even with counting Ziri, only have 9. And 2 abstentions and 4 for Michael.
Okay, so I have Grace, Sue, Marisol, Bella, Eric, John, Lawrence, Janine.
Yeah, I can assist over here if you want to.
Thank you. Yeah, Elizabeth and me.
Take a break from it because of your toes and all. I can probably.
Who is that?
Oh, I'm sorry. I just muted Dan McCrory. He had an open mic. So.
Okay.
Who's after Janine, Ziri? You stopped at Janine.
No, I actually didn't. After Janine, it was Elizabeth von Gonten and me.
Okay. Thank you.
That's 10.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Do we have Paul Robeson on the call?
I text him, Bella.
All right, thank you. So, so I think we have a clear winner is Ziri. So Ziri will chair. I would suggest to Ziri that she ask for a secretary so that she's not doing both.
Yes, thank you very much. Anybody who wants to volunteer to be secretary for tonight only?
Bella.
Well, thank you, Bella. So then, okay, so as we're going through the agenda now, we have to approve the draft agenda. Can I get an approval of the draft agenda? Are there any dissenting voices?
So move, Madam Chair, Bella.
Request for information. Ziri, I don't have the agenda. Can you send that out or read it or something?
I didn't. So I just got everything just sent to me. So you guys had sent it, had received it earlier, probably from Michael. So Michael must have sent it to you, right?
I didn't get it. I have nothing.
Okay, can somebody please email it to Kim?
Can you read it for the second?
No, it was very long.
I also don't
know. See my hand.
My next one is Lawrence, please. Can you unmute yourself? You want to say something?
Thank you, Ziri. Do you hear me?
Yes, I hear you.
Okay, I'm multitasking. In regards to a motion on the special rule that I submitted, I sent it to the outgoing chair, the new IGM. Was it sent to the committee as a motion on the special rule? For the LSP.
It's included.
Did anybody receive that?
It's on the agenda.
It's on the agenda. Thank you.
And,
I'll put my hand down.
And Madam Chair, I am the secretary. I also sent motions from the outreach committee this afternoon, both to John P. Gary. I thought that he would be the secretary tonight, and Michael Novick and the whole, governance committee. So Janine got it as well. But I do not know if they were forwarded to everyone, so I might as well do that now.
Thanks, Bella. Yeah, please go ahead.
Again, yeah.
So I don't know if you all have the list 1 to 10. So the first thing is obviously to approve the draft agenda. Are there any dissenting voices? Can we approve the draft agenda?
Point of request for information, Ziri, can you please read it? I don't have it.
Okay, so
Janine, can Janine send
This is Ruth. I'll send
Can everybody please be quiet and mute yourself?
I'm
sorry. I want to just read once the points 1 to 10 and then we can go to some questions if we want to. So the first is obviously the election of a pro tem chair. We did that. The second is the approval of the draft agenda. The third time is set time certain for adjournment. Then four is approved draft minutes of prior meeting if available. Five, volunteer or election for committee chair pro tem, which we actually did already a little bit. Check number six, check for committee items for LSB agenda. Number seven, set draft agenda for Sunday, September the 18th, the LSB meeting. Number eight, further review and finalize revisions to committee membership protocol, see below. And then nine, consider motion from L. Reyes. This is what Lawrence brought up just now for governance committee consideration. And 10 is to adjourn. So can you please approve this draft agenda? Hearing no objection. So this is
Janine has her hand raised.
And then we're going to get to Elizabeth von Gunten, who is first, and then to Janine. So Elizabeth, go ahead.
Just that I have not, the only part of the agenda that I've actually seen is Lawrence's motion. I'm still waiting to receive the rest of it, so it's hard to get a sense of.
Yeah. So while Bella is sending everything out, thank you, Beth, we could maybe set the time for adjournment. And Bella, you are on it, right, to send the agenda to everybody?
No, I did not offer to do that. Only the motions from the outreach committee that apparently were not entered into the agenda. And I have already done that. I did that at 3:02 p.m. today. So I'm not going to do that again, including yourself, Madam Chair.
Okay. So,
and I sent it to both of your emails, in fact.
In fact. Okay. So then.
At 3:02 p.m.
Okay. Let me find this in the meantime. Bella, do you want to, talk about the set time for adjournment, please?
Sure.
Madam Chair,
Let Bella first go over the time for adjournment while I'm looking for the details of the amendment that was supposedly emailed to me. So Bella, go ahead.
Yes, Madam Chair, we normally meet for, 2.5 or 3 hours, at this meeting.
No. So,
and, there's always resistance, but we wind up going beyond that time and we often have to extend time.
Okay.
And then we don't get to finish. So,
Can we try to get a meeting at that sense for 8:00 and then see if we have to extend it? Could we agree on a time for adjournment for 8:00?
Madam Chair, 8:30 is realistic because we started
so moved.
Madam Chair.
So moved for 8:00.
Let's try 8:00. This is, you know, obviously I'm just thrown into this right now. I thought I'm just going to secretary this year. So suddenly I'm supposed to chair the meeting with having no agenda. So, you know, just, let's do this a little bit on the fly here as we don't have the information. Bella, I don't have this email from you that you're saying. So, can you please forward them to everybody, including me?
I have already done that. If people can look at their inbox at 3:02 p.m., Madam Chair, including yourself. I'm looking at it right now.
Point of information?
What is the point of information, please?
My question is the new business proposed by Bella DeSoto, I take it, consists of two motions. Am I correct?
That is correct.
So the rest of the material is not placed on the agenda?
No, none of what I sent has been placed on the agenda, Mr. Goldstone. Madam Chair, when someone asks for a point of information, you need to get the name of the person so that I can document it.
Okay, so Ryman Goldstone asked for a point of information. Thank you. So I'm getting this email finally. So now the next point on our agenda is approved draft minutes of...
Wait.
Can you please stop? What are you saying, Mikey?
If we didn't approve the time certain, And
it was moved by two people.
Yes, it was voted on at 8 o'clock for 8 o'clock.
I stand corrected. But I would still like to volunteer to be the timekeeper in service to trying to get the meeting done on time.
Okay, so you can be the timekeeper, Michael. Thank you. And what is your normal speaking time? Should we say in like 90 seconds or 2 minutes?
At the chair's discretion, 90 seconds or 2 minutes.
Okay, well, chair. Let's start with 90 seconds. Thank you.
Madam Chair, is usually 2 minutes and then 90 seconds for second time.
Okay, let's try to stick to 90 seconds, and if we really have to finish the sentence or something, it will bring us to 2 minutes anyway. Let's make it the goal to make this a streamlined meeting and get to our points, actually. Thank you so much. So the next point is to approve the draft minutes of prior meeting if available. Do you all have those?
Madam Chair, may I be recognized? This is Janine.
Go ahead, Janine.
I before we approve the agenda, I was trying to let you know that there's old business from last month. There's an outstanding proposed motion that we did not, at the end of the meeting, we did not have a vote on. So I propose that we put that at the end of today's agenda before we adjourn. I'm not looking, usually old business comes at the beginning of the agenda.
Mm-hmm.
But I just don't want to lose it. It's a valuable proposal.
Madam Chair, Bella DeSoto, Secretary.
Yes.
We need to have unfinished business. Unfinished business has to be at the top of the agenda. So the item from last month needs to be immediately put as unfinished business.
Point of order.
The motion, Madam Chair.
Unfinished, please. So would this then go between the approved draft minutes of prior meeting and before the volunteer election? Oh, we already did that. Before the check for committee items for LSB agenda, would it go in there, the unfinished business?
It would be right after committee membership. It would be right before number 8, actually. It should be number 8.
Okay.
And then new business at the end of the agenda, and that would be the motions from the outreach committee, the two very short motions.
All right. Okay, so then there was a point of order from somebody who was saying there something?
I believe it was Raymond Goldstone.
Raymond, what do you want to say?
Well, my point of order is that we follow the order. If there's an amendment to the order, then I would urge that be made clear.
Point of order, Jonathan.
Thank you, Raymond. Okay, what's it, Jonathan? Jonathan? Okay, since
I'm sorry. I'm wondering if somebody can email me the agenda so far. I don't have a copy of it. I don't see. It was not forwarded to me originally. Thank you.
Yes, it was. I've asked for it also.
Okay, Bella, can you send it to Jonathan and to Kim?
I already sent one to Kim, and I will try to send one to Jonathan if I can find it.
Thank you, Ruth.
Thank you, Ruth. So I would like to get to the next point. Are these hands up currently something that I have to, you have to speak at this point, or can we get to the next point before we answer these hands? Bella?
Janine Ron has her hand up, and Kim Kaufman, Elizabeth Van Guten, and Ruth Strauss.
Okay, so you just basically have your old hand up, so it's not new. So if there's anything else you still need to say, Kim or Ruth, Kim, go ahead then right now before we get to the next point. Kim, you have to unmute, please.
Wait, come back to me, please.
Okay, Ruth, you want to say anything? You have your hand up?
Oh, that was just that I had sent the agenda.
Okay, so just take your hand down. I don't have control over this thing, so I don't know, Bella, if you have it, or Janine still have it. I basically
only if you make me co-host, if someone makes me co-host.
well, Janine is the host. I'm not the host or anything, so I cannot.
Janine,
go ahead. Okay, so the next point on the agenda, we have set the time for 8 o'clock, hopefully. The next point is approved draft minutes, prior meeting if available. So has everybody gotten these minutes now? Is there any?
May I be recognized?
Okay, Kim, go ahead.
No, let Raymond go first.
Okay, Raymond, go ahead.
Yes, I would move to postpone approval of the draft minutes to the next regular meeting.
And why is that?
Because I just received them, and I have a habit of reading things before I vote on them.
Okay, so were they not sent out, Bella? I mean, this is something I don't know. Were they not sent out in time?
Madam Chair, they were sent out just during the meeting or right before the meeting by Janine Ron.
Okay, so Mikey did not send them out.
So, no. And so Janine Ron sent them a little late. So I agree with Raymond Goldstone. Okay. Perhaps you should consider postponing for our next meeting.
Okay, so are there any objections to postponing this? Hearing none, so we postpone the approval of the draft minutes. Thank you. And now comes the next point, which is actually what we already did in the beginning, the volunteer or election for committee chair pro tem. We did that part. The next point would be check for committee.
Point of information, point of order.
What's your point of order, Kim?
I mean, we still can elect a permanent chair for the next meeting. You're pro tem for tonight.
Mm-hmm.
But you can see if anybody wants to have a permanent election for the next 2 months.
My idea was that we probably wait until we know who is the new LSP chair to then make an election.
May I follow up?
Madam Chair, I have my hand up as well.
Go ahead, Kim and Dandela.
It's up to the body. I mean, that's what Novick suggested, but that's his opinion. You know, it's still up to the body and they're really not at all connected. He was the chair of this committee, but also there have been many chairs who were not the chair of the LSB who were chair of this committee. So.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you. Then Bella, please have your hand up.
Yes. We are going to do this as planned, as as it was planned originally through IRV, and the tellers have already been consulted. And they will be available and ready on our next LSB meeting. And I suggest, Madam Chair, that we proceed with that protocol as planned originally.
Thank you, Bella.
For the election of a permanent chair.
Thank you, Bella. Janine, you have your hand up also?
I do. At the top of this meeting, I asked if there was any objection to electing a temporary pro tem chair for the meeting. And I think everybody understood that we were going to be following the recommendation of the prior chair. So I think that this is just going to make the meeting longer if we debate this. And I'd like to see if there's anyone besides Kim who feels that there should be another election and then move on if there's no second.
Okay, so I would move to do the election next time. Is there any second for the election of the final chair for next time, or is there any objection?
For the next LSB meeting, for the next KPFK LSB meeting.
Yes. Yeah, so
objection.
Who is objecting? Did anybody?
Yes. May I be recognized, please?
So wait a moment. So we would put this to the vote then, I assume?
No, Madam Chair, this was already planned. It was already prescribed, and we need to follow protocol. We are only here today to elect a pro tem chair. We have already done that. We need to proceed
May
with
I
the agenda.
Her?
Okay.
Yes, and then me.
I really
Okay, so I am of the opinion that we should wait and follow the procedure. I'm willing to listen to Kim and Raymond one more time on this issue, and then we move on to the next point. So, Kim, first, what do you want to say, please?
No, let Raymond go first. He
spoke okay, before. Raymond, what do you want to say?
What I want to say is that I don't know of any set procedure, although I think we should wait until the next regular meeting. I don't think it has anything whatever to do with the LSB's meeting.
Okay, so the essence is that you would want to wait till next time. That's what I'm hearing. Thank you. Now, Kim, what would you like to say?
I agree with Raymond that it has nothing to do with the LSB. And, you know, I don't know what this rule is that we have to follow somebody else's, you know, idea of what we should do tonight. It's up to the body. You ask the body, do you want to do this tonight or not? Period. You don't make the decision, Ziri. The chair doesn't make the decision. The body does.
Well, there was an agenda, and it's not on the agenda to elect an actual chair. It was just about
the what?
Chair.
So
can
you ask
stop
the
interrupting
body.
Me, Kim? Excuse me. Don't interrupt me, please. So, Bella has your hand up. What do you want to say?
Yes, Madam Chair, you can rule out of order such request as is not germane to this agenda.
Okay, thank you. Grace, you want to say something?
Yes. I move that we delay the election for a permanent chair and that we move on to the agenda as sent out.
Yes, thank you. I second that.
We would need to vote on that. That's what my suggestion, that we delay. The reason for it is that, generally speaking, the person who's the chair of the local station board is generally the chair of this committee also. It doesn't have to be that way, but that's the way it's been in the past. So I would suggest that we delay the election for a chair of this committee until an LSB chair is chosen. Mm-hmm. And that we move on to the agenda as it was sent out.
Objection.
Okay, so
second.
I guess we will have to do a vote on this one since people are objecting to this. I just also understand that if it was not on the agenda, I don't know why they suddenly want to put it on the agenda. I don't know enough about the Roberts rules if I have the right to just say, no, we're not doing this vote right now. So maybe, Grace, you can enlighten me here.
Madam
okay.
Chair,
you can. Okay.
Okay.
Siri asked me, so I'm going to respond.
Thanks.
It is appropriate for the chair to make a ruling. Then somebody can challenge the ruling, and then it would have to go to a vote. But the chair can make a ruling in this type of instance.
Okay, I would make a ruling that we do the election next time, as is the tradition, obviously, at KPFK. And if anybody needs to challenge me, go ahead. Okay, I don't hear any challenge right now, so that means we're going to elect this next time, and we're going to move to the next point of the agenda, please. Thank you. So we have now the check for committee items for LSB agenda. Bella, do you have any information about that?
The item that was not covered in last month's agenda that would have been from the LSB.
What?
And that was check for committee items for the LSB agenda. The chair identifies the previously noticed motion from the Finance Committee, fundraising policy, relays the desire.
Chair, this is Janine.
Can you have Janine do it, please?
Okay, Janine, go ahead.
So I did a PDF of the motion that was, yet to be voted on at the last governance committee meeting. And we were in the middle of a discussion on it when we ran into time certain. And,
right.
So this was an outstanding vote, but it also needed to have discussion. So I put it in the chat. I could read it.
Not all of us can see the chat.
Right.
Please no questions in between. So Janine, how long is it, please?
It's about, four short paragraphs or, four
okay,
paragraphs.
Okay, so why don't you read that motion then, please?
Okay, proposed motion on duties and role of the chair for consideration by committee and submission to LSB. The role of the chair is to facilitate a full discussion of issues and motions facing the body and to ensure that a thorough and orderly discussion is held, if needed, before a vote. Chairing a meeting does not provide a bully pulpit for the chair's personal views and opinions, nor allow the chair to monopolize the floor. The chair shall recognize members to speak who properly ask for permission and ensure that time limits, rules of procedure, and order of the stack, including limits on how many times a member may speak, are upheld. The chair shall ensure that all present who wish their presence noted, whether for potential membership or not, are so noted. Non-members, time permitting, may request stack and be recognized by the chair to speak regarding a motion under discussion, but have no vote. Non-members, however, cannot make points of order. The chair may also respond to and rule on points of order and parliamentary inquiries or reply to members' questions regarding motion under discussion and may call on members to speak in answer to points of information requests raised. The chair may call upon a parliamentarian if no one is available for advice before ruling. The chair shall restate the motion under consideration prior to a vote. The chair and the secretary, if there is one, are responsible for maintaining accurate and up-to-date records of committee membership and participation to making available timely and in advance of meetings a proposed draft agenda and the text of any motions that have been submitted for consideration. The chair shall be responsible for posting the draft agenda and eventually approved minutes on kpftx.org.
Thank you. Thank you, Janine. So there will be now a discussion, I understand it, of this proposed motion.
Motion to amend.
Kim to the stack.
Raymond, did you say you wanted to be on the stack or did you just talk out of order?
I wanted to be on the stack.
Okay, great. Yeah, so please raise your hand. Thank you. And so we have Kim, Elizabeth, Bella, and Raymond. So Kim, go ahead, please.
This motion was on the agenda. I believe it was after the committee configuration, which we still haven't finished. So that would come at first, and this motion, would come after that. I'm looking for the agenda. I believe that's what the agenda said too, that we have not finished that committee membership, policy yet. So we've been in the middle of that for several months. And let me just finish.
No, you're over time actually.
Okay. But thank we you. Need to do the,
no, LSB she's not. I'm keeping time. She's only 1 minute.
We need to do the LSB agenda first before we do any of these governance motions. I'm done.
Thank you. Michael, you had said before, maybe I misunderstood that her time was up. That was not.
No, I did not say that. I said her time is not up.
Okay. Well, then excuse me, Kim. So the next one is Beth, please. Beth?
Yeah, sorry, I had to dig down through a couple of pages to get to unmute. Yes, it's been my understanding that the primary function of this committee is to set the agenda for Sunday's LSB meeting, and that we have decided in the past that we make that the priority
in these meetings and that other motions wait until after we've accomplished that task. And I would like to abide by that, if we may, please. And also, I haven't seen this motion, or I haven't seen it recently. Someone did finally send me a copy of the agenda. Thank you, Dan. But unless it's in there, I didn't see it until after the meeting.
Excuse me, somebody needs to mute themselves here.
It's super close to a time that I need to.
So anything posted in the chat may be visible to those on by video, but it's not available to those of us on by phone. So anything posted to the chat to make it available to the committee also needs to be sent by way of email to everyone. Thanks.
Thank you, Beth.
Jonathan, point of order.
Jonathan, can you please wait till we're going through the stack?
Point of order takes precedence, Madam Chair, Bella.
Okay, then Jonathan, go ahead.
Yes, somebody was going to forward me the agenda for this meeting, but I didn't receive it. I think it was Ruth. If that's Dan McCrory who sent it out, maybe he could send it to me. My email address is jonjmarkowitz@yahoo.com.
Okay, thank you. Bella, go ahead.
Yes, just wanted to make for the record that not only did I send it to him from the Outreach Committee email, but also from my personal email. So he will have it now three times. I want to state that what was just read by Janine Ron is in the agenda. However, is both of the items on the agenda, the one preceding this one, proposed motion on duties and role of the chair, this was already part of the previous motion of the previous meeting, which is unfinished business, as well as before that on the agenda, which is committee membership policy as amended in prior governance discussions. So both of these documents must take precedence as unfinished business, Madam Chair, today, so they can be placed in the proper order on the agenda for Sunday for the LSB.
Okay. Thank you, Bella. Janine, you have your hand up?
Yes, thank you. I was just going to say, when I brought this up at this meeting, I said that from my standpoint, it was fine to put it later in the agenda. It was only that it got moved to the beginning, you know, inserted where it is right now. But I do think it's an important proposed motion. Michael Novick, who attends a lot of meetings, obviously, you know, came up with this because he felt it was much needed. So that's the thing. I don't want to let go of it and have it fall off of our radar as something to get to eventually.
Okay. Thank you, Janine. Lawrence, go ahead. Lawrence?
Yes, Chair, I was trying to unmute. So what motion is this committee, what committee does this motion, is addressing? That's what I want to know.
Oh boy.
Is it addressing the other speeds? Is it addressing the finance committee outreach? What committee is it addressing? Thank you.
Madam Chair, Bella, Secretary.
Point of information.
Stop, please. Lawrence, thank you. Michael Heise is next, please.
Yes, thank you. I was going to have a point of order, but I wanted to wait for the stack here. But there was an item that was left over prior to appointing the chair pro tem to ask if anybody wished to be recognized for the purposes of attendance. And I see that Dan McCrory, and please pardon me if I mispronounce your name, Angel Jaramillo, have also put in the chat that they wish to be recorded. And I would ask the chair, excuse me, to see if there's anybody else, there are a bunch of phone numbers, who wish to be recognized.
Okay. Thank you, Michael. So, Bella, can you please also recognize the ones mentioned, Angel Jaramillo?
Yes, I was going to speak to that, Madam Chair, and then I got stumbled on now with the motions.
Okay.
This would be Angel Jaramillo. Angel Jaramillo and both Ann McCrory have been seeking a membership in this committee. So I have noted them. I wanted to address Lawrence Reyes, Director Lawrence Reyes, and ask him
Excuse me, Bella, we were just talking about you recognizing these things. If you want to say something else as a response to
Lawrence? Can you, Madam Chair, ask Lawrence Reyes if he has received the agenda? Can you please do that?
Lawrence, do you obviously hear her question? Have you received the agenda? Lawrence?
Point of order.
Okay, we need to get through the next point. So first, Lawrence, can you answer? Can you hear us?
Okay. I'll send him the agenda. To be sure he has it. This is Beth.
Point of information.
Okay, Ruth, what's your point of information?
Point of order. I'm in line first. I'm sorry.
Okay, point of order more important than a point of information? I mean, please. Okay, Beth, I thought you were finished speaking.
No, I'm trying to respond to your concern about Lawrence getting the agenda. But my point of order is that California law stipulates that in order to be counted present at a teleconference meeting, every participant has to be audible to every other member at all times. That pertains particularly to attendance. It's not enough just for someone to see visually that they are present. What counts is the audible record. And so in order for others to be counted, for anyone to be counted present, you call their name and let them respond to that audibly so that we have an audible trail on the recording. And then beyond those who may have indicated in the chat that they're present, there may be those others present who don't have access to the chat. And so it's appropriate to ask, is there anyone else present who wants to be counted as present?
Okay, thank you, Beth. We're going to do that, and then next we're going to hear from Raymond, and then...
Ruth, I had a point of information. It's quick. Okay, I got one email from Bella that was an agenda for 4 pages. The one that Janine sent was 10 pages. I'm just trying to figure out what is what.
In the morning, how do
I'm sorry, I'm in a conference call right now.
Can someone clarify whether the agenda is 4 pages or 10 pages?
Sorry for that. Somebody at the door suddenly. So what I would suggest, we're just doing the whole presence thing first, then we can hear from Raymond, then we can hear from Ruth if she still has to say anything.
Madam Chair, Ruth has a valid question, and the agenda is 4 pages long.
Okay, well, what Janine sent was 10 pages.
Those were minutes. You received minutes.
Okay, sorry. Okay, thank you. Boy. Sorry.
We have already determined that we're going to approve the draft minutes next time, so this is already postponed. Thank you, Ruth, for your statement. So, is there anybody else who would like to be recognized who has not been called in the role? Can you please speak up?
Angel Jaramillo?
No, that's not correct, Madam Chair.
Raymond, can you please be quiet?
Point of order. Point of order.
What's your point of order?
As Elizabeth Van Gunten has said, under California law, for someone to be recognized,
Madam Chair. Can you ask the two individuals, Angel Jaramillo and Dan McCrory, to speak up?
I will. I just will first. I thought Raymond wanted to finish his sentence, but...
No, he's repeating what Beth said.
Okay, so Angel Jaramillo, are you in this meeting? Can we hear your voice, please?
Yes, please. Can you please recognize my presence
yes,
in this meeting?
Yes, I recognize you. Thank you very much. There's another person, Lee. I don't know who that is. Can you please unmute and make yourself recognizable?
No, he's not seeking membership, Madam Chair.
All right. So is there anybody else we haven't? There's a.
I take it that it's all right for everyone else to interrupt.
Okay,
goodbye, ladies and gentlemen. I resign from this committee.
Okay. Well, I'm sorry for your choice, but if you resign like this, then that's how it is. There is a phone number 818.
Point of order.
Please. Oh boy. Dan McCrory is also seeking membership, Madam Chair.
Okay, can you please, Beth, wait a second. So can you, Dan McCrory?
It's pertinent to what you're doing now. You're not allowed, the bylaws don't allow you to call people out. You can't ask people to identify themselves, and it's certainly not read whole phone numbers out over and over.
If they're seeking membership, yes.
Also, I did not read the whole phone number. I read the first three digits, okay? So, I mean, please. So give me a break.
Madam Chair. Dan McCrory.
Hi, everybody. Interesting meeting. Thanks for to be here.
Can you give us your name?
Dan McCrory.
Thank you, okay. Dan. Is there anybody else who would like to be recognized? Obviously not. Okay, well, thank you so much. Then, Ruth, you didn't want to say anything else, right? Okay, Michael Heist, did you still need to say anything else?
No, you accomplished what I was looking for. But if I might, I'd just like to add that the prohibition against calling out might apply to everybody, and there are still people doing it.
Okay, so I did not call anybody who is not shown here as a name. I just read three digits of the number. That's not identifying anybody against their will. Thank you. So the idea was now that we have to go over the unfinished business. There's two motions over there, as I understand. The one was just read by Janine. I would suggest we had a discussion on this motion. Can we have a vote on this motion now, if it will be adopted?
Point of order.
Madam Chair, there's two motions. Which one are you referring to?
I'm referring to the one that Janine was reading.
Okay.
Okay.
But that is the second motion, Madam Chair, on the agenda. We should dispense with the first one, which is committee membership policy as amended in prior governance discussions. And I can read it. It's very lengthy. In order to regulate membership and election processes, I think
point of order.
Association board committees, the LSB adopts...
Point of order.
Point of order by Kim. Can you wait for a second, Bella? Kim, what's your point of order?
The agenda, the next item on the agenda is to do the LSB draft agenda. This is out of order.
No, we had actually unfinished business before that, I was told.
No, okay. No, that is out of order. It's on the agenda to do the LSB. We voted to deal with the LSB agenda before any of the other governance motions. So this goes on unfinished business after we deal with the agenda. Period. And
So, Bella, since you were in the last governance committee and I was not, is that correct?
Madam Chair, are you speaking to me, Bella?
Good, yes.
Yes, Kim is correct.
Okay, so then we have to go to the for the committee items for LSB agenda. This is the one?
Yes.
Yes, correct.
That's part of making the agenda.
Yeah, okay. That's for drafting the agenda.
Okay, well, then, Bella, tell us what's on this draft. I mean, on the agenda.
Okay, well, the thing is this. The two items that are on this agenda would then be inserted into the agenda for Sunday for the LSB agenda, mm-hmm. as well as the two motions from the Outreach Committee. Or the two motions can be inserted at the time. Well, no, I prefer that they're inserted tonight or by the time the next LSB agenda comes up. So, and everyone has,
Okay, point of order.
The agenda item reads, check for committee items for LSB agenda. And as we all just, I thought, agreed, it does not mention motions. It says, check for committee items. So I would hope that we would go through the list of committees to see if they have any, help me on this, items for the agenda.
Well, yes, that is exactly right. Michael is correct. Michael Heiss.
Happens so, once in a while.
The question is, have you, Ziri, have you been sent the LSB template or agenda for...
No, I have not been sent anything, okay? I just said I would do the secretary. Suddenly I was voted this pro tem chair gem, but I don't have the information, you know, so I'm trying okay. to go by the little...
Ziri, this is Kim. May I be recognized, please?
Actually, there is a whole list of people who want to speak. So unless you have a point of order, you will have to wait your turn after Beth and Grace, please. So Beth, go ahead.
I've kind of lost track, except that I agree with Kim that we should be, we prioritize making the agenda for the LSB meeting, and that's what we should be working on. And I would... because I haven't seen it before the meeting to prepare for this meeting for with the various motions, I don't want to vote on anything I haven't seen before. So if there are motions, especially lengthy motions that will affect how future meetings are run, then I want to postpone until we have an opportunity to see that in the immediate run up to whatever meeting we'll be voting on it at. I mean, it may have been sent out in the past, maybe multiple times, but I haven't seen it since then and didn't know it would be on the agenda today. So I would move to postpone that item and any other items like it, that because we haven't seen it, many of us haven't seen the agenda today. And proceed to construct the agenda for Sunday. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Grace, you had a hand up?
Yes. Sorry. I took my hand down. We need to just, as a top priority, discuss the draft agenda for Sunday's meeting as the, and then specific motions, if they're coming from the governance committee, can be taken up, after the agenda is approved for Sunday, then we can discuss whether or not we want to add motions from this committee to be on the agenda. But we can do that after we approve the basic agenda for Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
And I would strongly request that people not speak until they're recognized. Bella has been continually talking in the middle of other people speaking. She's been offering information, which I understand may be helpful, but nonetheless, it does make the meeting much more difficult if she's allowed and others are allowed to just talk at any time. People should be recognized before they speak, unless you ask them a question. If you ask somebody a question specifically, that's fine. But they shouldn't offer information for you without being recognized first.
Thank you, Grace. Lawrence, please.
Yeah, I don't think Bella's the only one that's speaking out of turn. There has been some others that normally do that, and I would recommend that they stop doing it. I would like us to pay attention to the motion that I submitted on a special rule, because that could streamline a lot of the, it could streamline the amount of traffic that this committee receives in regards to motions. But I agree, that we need to start working on the agenda. That's the most important thing. Thank you.
Thank you, Lawrence. Have you sent your motion to everybody? Has everybody received Lawrence's motion?
Madam Chair, may I be recognized,
yes,
Secretary?
Excuse me, Bella, she asked me a question.
I asked a question.
Yeah. Yes, I have. I sent it to the outgoing chair, and I asked him to submit it to the entire governance committee. But what I understand, it's on the agenda.
Okay. Thank you.